From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Tuesday, June 16th, and here are today's stories. Artificial intelligence, and its use in everything from academia to art to economic development, is a hot-button issue in 2026. One university says they hope to get ahead of the question. CJ Keene has more.
Dakota Wesleyan, a private university in Mitchell, has announced their partnership with AI business Boodlebox. It's a higher education-focused platform that seeks to allow the use of AI for students and faculty regardless of ability to pay. On one hand, University Director of Communications Julie Brookbank says it will level the playing field.
It collects together some of the most well-known and well-used AI tools that are available, and it makes them all available to our students and our employees so that nobody has to pay a subscription fee and can have equal and inclusive access to the types of work that they can do using these tools.
On the other hand, AI has raised questions about plagiarism and effective learning habits.
Like any tool, it can be misused. And so what we have been working on here for the last several years has been integrating the use of AI into coursework and trying to always model and teach forward the idea that you should use these tools ethically.
The onus in the DWU system then falls on students not to cheat via AI and for faculty to be the ones to detect academically dishonest use of AI.
It's like an honor code, but again, if you have a student who wants to use the AI technology, if they're provided it and it's part of the classroom, there might be guidelines or parameters put in about what they could use it for. The intention would be that you would use that just like you would not copy something out of a book in the library.
Brookbank says faculty members can individually decide how much usage students can get away with per assignment via a three-tiered system, and students must document any use of AI programming. DWU is the first campus in the state to offer this kind of AI service through Boodlebox. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
Health officials confirm West Nile virus in mosquitoes in South Dakota for the first time this season. The Department of Health detected the virus in a mosquito pool in Brown County. State officials are urging the public to take steps to protect themselves and their families, especially individuals at high risk of severe illness. Officials say precautions such as using bug spray and limiting outdoor activity between dusk and dawn can reduce risk of infection. West Nile symptoms include fever, headaches, rash, swollen lymph nodes, and muscle and joint aches. The Brookings Human Rights Commission is hosting its 7th annual Juneteenth celebration. Organizers say community members are invited to experience live music, food, lawn games, educational programming, and more. The celebration is Friday at Pioneer Park in Brookings from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's free. A former South Dakota Poet Laureate has died. David Allen Evans was the official state poet laureate from 2002 until 2015. The State Poetry Society announced his death on social media. Evans published several works, including This Water, These Rocks and The Bull Rider's Advice, new and selected poems. His Poetry Society bio says he had an understated, deceptively simple style, noting his voice is deeply rooted in nature. Evans shared his perspective in a 2013 interview with SDPB. He looked back at a childhood experience, riding a roller coaster at Arnold's Park, Iowa, and how it reflects part of the aging experience.
And the idea of going up to the top and then coming down, and this the sense of having to let go because you could not prevent yourself from falling straight down, and you had no power over it. I think as you get older, you feel that in your life that you have less and less power over things that you used to have power over, perhaps. And so you have to let go, you have to give with, you have to surrender to the Buddhists say, to what is, to what is the reality.
You can find that full interview at sdpb.org/news. Absentee voting for Sioux Falls runoff elections is now open. Registered voters may vote in person at the Minnehaha County Administration Building or the Lincoln County Administration Building in Canton. Voters can cast ballots from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 to noon Saturday, June 20th. in-person absentee voting ends 5 p.m. on June 22nd. Voters also may request an absentee ballot by mail. Submit an application to your county auditor. All of Sioux Falls is voting in the mayoral runoff between Christine Erickson and Jamie Smith. There are also three city council runoffs. Election day is June 23rd. More information at siouxfalls.gov/election. While there's fear artificial intelligence could negatively impact much of the nation's workforce, one South Dakota official believes the tech could help the state's workforce struggles. Jackson Dirks reports.
I think it'll help our workforce challenges.
That's Marsha Holtman, the secretary of the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. She says AI could benefit a state like South Dakota.
You know, we've had a longstanding workforce challenge that we have such an incredibly low unemployment rate. It's 2.3%, lowest in the nation. We've been as low as 1.8%. So for us, I think AI can definitely be a positive as we streamline some processes, open up individuals' time. So I don't think it's going to replace individuals in the workplace necessarily.
Holtman believes that rather, AI could replace some of the routine activities that workers are doing. As of May 15th, South Dakota hadn't seen layoffs related to artificial intelligence. However, Holtman says DLR is still preparing people with the future in mind.
But we're really focusing on reskilling and upskilling. So what skills might individuals need to continue on in the workplace to make sure that for the jobs that are available, that do need that human touch, that they have the right skills and are ready for that.
That doesn't mean all of South Dakota's industries are immune. Holtman says areas like financial services and banking could see impacts.
Any industry that has a lot of data analysis, I think that's kind of the low-hanging fruit for where you might start to see some impacts. The AI can do some of that analysis and do it efficiently.
If you're curious about learning more about artificial intelligence and some of the resources the DLR offers on the topic, visit sdpb.org/news. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
Game, Fish, and Parks officials say they've detected zebra mussels in a new lake in northeast South Dakota. After a boater on Bitter Lake reported a suspect mussel, staff were able to follow up and confirm their presence. Bitter Lake and other connected waters like Goose Lake and Solomon Slough in Day County are now considered positive for zebra mussels. Game, Fish, and Parks staff are reminding boat owners to clean, drain, and dry their boats and gear each time they leave the water. Any new potential mussel sightings can be reported to a local GFP office or on the state's citizen monitoring page. The city of Mitchell is issuing a warning about fraudulent billing requests being sent that appear to come from the city. Officials say scammers are sending out email invoices using city logos and department names while requesting wire transfers. A statement from the city says any official message will come from the city email. That's @cityofmitchell.gov. One of the fraudulent emails comes from an @usa.com address. In addition, the city never requires payments, only through a wire transfer. If you get an email you're unsure about, check with the city. And that is your daily news update. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News. And be sure to visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.